Welcome back to the ZCast podcast. I'm Neil, and alongside me, as always, is Trinity. We are diving into the metrics for January 25th, 2026. Trinity, this was a high-volume day characterized by some fascinating and perhaps temporary stress on the privacy layer.
It certainly was, Neo. If we look purely at the headline numbers, the total ZEC transfer jumped significantly, suggesting robust underlying activity. But the story of the day from an analytic perspective has to be the aggressive shift in the net privacy flow.
Exactly. Let's start there. Privacy flows are the central nervous system of Zcash analysis. Yesterday, we observed a net privacy flow of negative 12.7 ZEC, a relatively balanced day. However, for the 25th, we saw a substantial and notable net outflow, negative 238.17 ZEC. This is a significant spike in deshielding behavior.
That represents roughly an 18-fold increase in net privacy reduction compared to the previous period. Can you break down the mechanics here? Was this fewer people shielding or a massive amount of ZEC exiting the shielded pools?
It was the latter. We saw 1,112 ZEC shielded, which is actually quite stable and even slightly up from the previous day's 1,280. But the aggressive factor was the deshielding activity, which hit 1,350 ZEC. That delta suggests a distinct, high-value decision was made by one or possibly a handful of large holders to bring substantial funds back into the transparent address space.
And what are the typical drivers for that level of deshielding? We often connect it to market events, a need for immediate exchange liquidity, perhaps?
That's the most probable hypothesis. When we see sudden, large deshielding events that exceed the usual noise, it points to either a required audit function for a major custodian, or more commonly, liquidity aggregation for immediate sale or deployment on exchanges that may not fully support shielded withdrawals yet. Given the parallel increase in overall network volume, which we'll discuss shortly, the liquidity hypothesis gains strength. Importantly, the percentage of transactions utilizing the shielded pool remains stable at 3.49%, showing that the typical user base behavior remained consistent, despite the whale movements.
Let's pivot to network throughput, because this is where the market activity truly shines. We saw total ZEC transferred leap from 334,000 ZEC to over 404,407 ZEC today. That's an immediate 32% increase in on-chain liquidity movement. Translating that to fiat, we had $158.5 million transferred, an extremely high volume day.
And that high volume correlates perfectly with the activity in our transaction size categories. Looking at the segmentation, the number of transactions categorized as whale activity, the largest size bracket, spiked considerably. The previous day recorded 509 whale transactions. On the 25th, that number climbed to 583.
An increase of 74 major transactions in 24 hours. That density of large value movement reinforces your liquidity aggregation theory. Large actors are moving large sums, which aligns with the need to deshield before deployment. It suggests significant institutional or very high net worth activity driving the chain usage.
Absolutely. Now, we must address the persistent anomaly we observe in the fee structure, which speaks directly to network health and the occasionally erratic behavior of certain high-value operations. The estimated transactions per second, or TPS, saw a minor bump to 0.068, indicating slightly higher utilization. But the fee data tells a wilder story.
The average transaction fee is shocking at first glance, $300.69. That number usually suggests major errors or extraordinary priority bidding. Yesterday, it was over $650. While $300 is lower, it's still an obvious spike.
It is critical to dissect the average versus the median here. The average fee of $300.69 is entirely driven by extremely large outlier transactions. We saw the maximum transaction fee for the day hit $265,396. This is a staggering amount, almost certainly an operational error or a highly specific, non-standard transaction by an entity processing massive volumes, likely related to the whale activity we just discussed.
But for the regular user base, the network remains incredibly cheap to use.
Precisely. The median transaction fee is the true indicator of network accessibility for the typical user. That median fee held perfectly steady at 0.036 USD. This bifurcated fee environment confirms that Zcash network health remains excellent and cheap for routine usage, while the astronomical average fee is simply an artifact of singular, extraordinarily large or erroneous operations that the network is robustly handling.
So, summarizing the 25th, Neo,
we had a significant influx of liquidity, evidenced by the 440,000 ZEC transferred and the spike in whale transactions. This was immediately paired with a temporary retraction of privacy, demonstrated by the negative 238 ZEC net flow, suggesting large holders were bringing funds to transparent pools for high-value operations.
That is the complete picture. The network is fundamentally sound, with privacy utilization stable among small holders, but the day's narrative was dominated by institutional-level liquidity mobilization. We will be tracking the next few periods closely to see if that significant deshielding figure represents a one-off event or the start of a trend.
Fascinating data, Neo. That wraps up our analysis for the Zcash podcast. Thank you for those deep insights.
Always a pleasure, Trinity. We'll see everyone next time.